Aircheckdownloads.com.
Two-thirds of fathers don't wake up when their baby cries, and one-fifth never get up to help. Only one in eight British parents say they can afford to send their kids to a nursery or childminder. 73% of us are in favour of making January the 2nd another public holiday. Yeah. Seems like a good idea to me. This is Steve Pank. We're here live till 1 o'clock in the morning. And if you want to call the show, call me anytime on this telephone number. It's 08702028000. 08702028000. Is this Paul?
Hello.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
Well, first of all, where are you calling us from, Paul?
I'm in my wagon. I'm originally from Sunderland.
Right.
But I live in Kettering, Northamptonshire.
All right, mate. And are you on the road now?
Yes. Right. That's okay. I'm on three.
Okay, mate. And where are you calling us from? Where are you?
Well, I'm going up to Doncaster.
Okay. So you're calling us with what? An embarrassing accident?
Yeah.
Tell us a story.
Well, I was a bit younger, and you know, I used to knock about with the lads at night, you know, and I had a little bit to drink, and I knew my mum would be in bed, so I decided to sneak back in the house. And as I went in, I was like pushing to go to the toilet, and as I was standing there getting away, I come to pull my zipper back up, my willy stuck in the zip.
You never did.
Yep. Instead of screaming out, I just said, oh, I yanked it. So I yanked it. I yanked it that hard that I split my willy from my foreskin halfway down.
Oh, you never did.
Yep. So obviously I'm standing there and all this blood's coming away. Mum calmed down, and instead of saying, how are you, she just slapped us across the head, knocked us flying, saying, what time do you think this is? Then she decided to see what was happening, so she ran the coal back, dumped us in it, and by the time the ambulance came, the bath was that red, you couldn't see the bottom of it.
No. It's like that film that was on the other night, something about Mary.
I'm just serious. I went to the hospital, and the other embarrassing bit was I had to get an injection in both, like, testicles, an injection outside and inside.
No!
And I got stitched inside and out, and the turnaround says I was that lucky, because if it hit the main artery, I would have been dead within minutes.
Good heavens above, Paul.
I'm not honest, because I got my missus with us, and I'll guarantee the scar.
What, the scar's still there?
Oh, yes. It'll always be there.
How old were you when you did this?
Well, I was a little bit of a rip, like, about 14, 15.
Oh, God! So tonight's show, once again, dedicated to all those people celebrating Christmas parties. It's actually fascinating leaving here at 1 o'clock in the morning at the moment, because the West End of London is just full of drunks walking the pavements. They're obviously staggering out of office Christmas parties, but there's thousands of drunks everywhere. So if that includes you, hello, booze boy. To all booze boys and booze girls everywhere, Merry Christmas! Susan!
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Are you a booze girl?
Yes, I'm drunk at the moment.
Drunk at the moment, excellent.
Been on rum and coke.
How many have you had?
About five.
Five?
Yes.
Right, you've been drinking since what time, Susan?
About 10 o'clock.
What, 10 o'clock this morning?
No, tonight.
Right, great. Excellent.
Well, I've got a funny story for you.
Right, can you make your way through it?
Yes, I can definitely make my first. I need you to get courage to pluck up the strength of phone, Terry.
What?
Anyway.
What was that? Listen, can you, it is clean story, isn't it, Susan?
Oh, yeah, it's a clean story.
Right, and you're not going to get too graphic on me, are you?
No, I won't get too graphic. It's clean.
Right, go on.
It's very clean, in fact. In the end, it's very clean. went on a weekend away,
yeah.
Brighton, with a boyfriend who's an ex now, went off with someone else. And anyway, we went with another couple, Jock and Sam. Yeah. Went to a hotel in Brighton, went out for the night, got absolutely rat off. And went home, went back to the guest house we were staying at, and all went to bed all night, and all of a sudden woke up in the morning, and we were just, screeched from some woman. Apparently, Jock, his mate, best mate, boyfriend's best mate, had gone into the next bird's bedroom, right. Got into bed with her, gone fast asleep. She said, oh, man, you're my best. Unbelievable, eh?
You know, I didn't understand a word of it, but it was great. Hang on. That girl from Directory Inquiries is getting sexually excited again.
The number, which must be dialed in full, is 0870 000 000 000 000 000 000 007. Please hold if you need further assistance.
Want to call us tonight? This is the number 0870 202 8000. If you want to email the show, it's studio@stevepenk.com. Don't forget, open mic coming soon, but on the phone right now is Ian. Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Yeah, you got an embarrassing accident for us.
Yeah, a mate of mine, when he was round about 14, 15, he disappeared for a couple of hours, and his mum, you know, got worried. And they found him sat in the airing cupboard at the top of the stairs, and he'd been playing with himself with one of his mum's air rollers. And because of the swelling, you can imagine, you know, he couldn't get it off. So they had to take him to the local hospital to have it cut off. And he was about 15 years old at the time. And we found out through his brother.
And he had one of his mum's hair rollers on it.
A big purple hair roller.
Here's the ghost of Christmas Stupid, Steve Penk.
BRMB, Birmingham. What are you wearing tonight?
You know my little black spangly top?
BRMB, Birmingham.
He's on the radio with the late night show, and he likes to wind you up. He goes out in there from Leicester Square, and you just can't shut him up. Stop, 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 and it's Pancake. Stop, Steve, stop, Steve, stop, Steve Penk. It's so wrong, he's getting excited. Please don't stop, I'm the one on your shirt.
Hello, is that Jenny from the block?
Christmas time, Steve Penk's online. Give us a number and we'll wind him up in time. With cogs not fully turning, lots of space in his head. Steve's show is stupid. It's a show we all dread.
Birmingham.
You know they say that blood is thicker than water. Well, here's a man that's thicker than both. Steve Penk.
Newcheckdownloads.com.